You're listening to Seattle Real Estate Podcast.
Dan, welcome to the show.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It has.
Yeah. So I'm excited to have you because so much has changed in the marketplace.
Oh, yeah.
Since the last time that you and I think, did a podcast. We're going to be talking about predictions.
Okay.
So we know kind of where we sit here at the end of quarter four. Mm-hmm. What does 2024 have in store for us? Is it going to be better?
I sure hope so.
And I think that's what everybody...
I believe it will be.
Everybody is hoping. All right. Have we slowed down inflation enough? Mm-hmm. Are mortgage rates going to come back to that 3%? Are they going to dip down to 2.75%?
Yeah.
So let's jump on in. So we keep hearing a lot about the market crashing because rates went way up. What would you tell to people? What do you tell people who are like, yeah, but I hear the market's going to crash and then prices are going to come way down. Should I wait for that?
Right.
As a mortgage broker, what would you say?
Right. Well, there's a few different angles you can approach this from. Number one, the loans are not the same type of loans they did in 2008, where you could have a pulse barely and a 500 credit score and get a loan for zero down. Those crazy loans have gone. They're not coming back. You have to qualify. It's very strict to qualify for a mortgage these days. That's one of the things. The other one is so little inventory, right? We're at record lows for inventory, and there are tons of buyers out there compared to the number of houses for sale. There's just not a lot of people selling if you're sitting at 3% on your home. People aren't. Oh, I'm not selling. I'm at 3%.
Yeah, we've got a massive supply issue, don't we?
Yeah. So those are two key components that I would say.
That we're not going to have a crash.
Right.
Yeah.
Why we won't. Right.
Yeah. And everything right now seems to be so dependent upon what the Fed is doing and where interest rates are going to go. Because the Fed is essentially trying to slow inflation.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, they are.
And so let's choose that one. Inflation. Where does inflation sit right now, and where can we expect to see it go?
Yeah, well, good question. I mean, it's coming down. The last consumer price index report was very good for inflation. I'm trying to remember the exact numbers, but I think year over year it went from 3.7 to 3.2. So it dropped half a point. And that was for October. That's a significant drop. Rates improved quite a bit on that news. We've seen rates come down from around 8% to the low sevens in the last 6 weeks.
Let's talk about that. Yeah. So we saw them go up to like 7.79 somewhere in there.
Yep.
And now beginning of December, they're somewhere 7.25.
Yeah. 7 to 7.25.
Big drop.
Fixed rate.
Yeah. Big drop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where do you see that part going?
Jobs reports are coming out, inflation reports are coming out every month, right? So if those keep showing a weaker economy, meaning less inflation, less jobs created, then we'll see rates continue to go down. I think it's going to be a slow drop here over the next few months, but I think once we get to 2024 and further into 2024, it'll be a little more rapid decrease in rates.
And when do you think that first rate drop will be?
Well, I think we'll possibly see rates in the next 60 days go down a little bit more. I mean, I don't know exactly how much, right? It just depends on these numbers.
So we are at, call it December 1.
Yeah.
We're at 7.25.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. Yeah. Do we go to 6.5?
I mean, I think that it could be a couple months before we see that. Maybe three or four months.
Do we drop under 7?
I think so. I think
do we do that by the end of the year?
I think we probably do.
Yeah, I
think
too.
We probably see 6.75.
6.8, 6.9.
Yep.
Okay.
6.75, 6.75, somewhere around there by the end of the year, hopefully.
Because the market is essentially looking at everything that the Fed is doing and trying to get information, trying to postulate. What direction are things going?
Yeah.
Because you and I looked at basically a percentage of how much rates will be cut.
Right.
By certain times in 2024. 100% the rates are going to get cut in 2024.
Right.
It's a matter of when.
Exactly.
That happens.
Yeah.
And even when the Fed cuts rates, they're not cutting mortgage rates.
They're not cutting mortgage rates directly. That's right. But it does have an effect on what rates will do. Because the market digests that. But if the Fed cuts rates, let's say in the spring of 2024, half a point, mortgage rates aren't going down 0.5%. But there is a trickle-down effect in that, and that the market digests that, and then rates will drop some. So the Fed drops rates 0.5% in March, let's say, 2024, which would be great. Mortgage rates, who knows how much they'll go down. It could be 0.25% within that week. There could be some ups and downs.
Or is it already priced into the market now?
And it could be priced in the market. If there's if there's word on the street that the Fed's going to do this, it'll get priced in the market ahead of time.
Right. You know, just purely conjecture. Yeah. It could be rumor.
Right.
Because what I'm reading is vast majority of the Fed officers are, they believe that inflation is under control, that the data coming back means they won't have to raise rates anymore. That's a big one. So we're hopefully done with that.
Yes.
Do you?
We're done. The Fed's done raising rates.
Would you predict no more rate increases from here on out?
I think there won't be any more.
Yeah, I don't think there will be either. And do you think, so you think quarter one, we'd have a 0.5-point cut?
If I was to estimate, I would say 0.5% by the end of March.
Because I think the stat we saw was 60% chance that we'd have a rate cut by the end of quarter one, which would be end of March.
And it was like 89-88% by May.
Yeah.
And then by July, it was I think 90-some%.
Right. Chance it's just going to happen.
That's an estimate based on what the street thinks.
So we've still got inflation going. Mm-hmm. But the stats are coming back, our data is coming back, and now our rates are starting to come back down.
Yes.
So is this a good time for people to be considering, if they've been sitting on the sidelines, how much can we expect rates to drop in 2024? Like, what would you think your bottom number would be? Are we going to go to 5?
I take it in quarters, but I mean, I really feel like based on everything that I've been reading and hearing, that by summer we'll be quite a bit lower on rates. I think that we will see something with a 5 on it by summer.
Wow.
So I think, okay. I mean, it could be.
So by quarter three, under 6.
Yeah. I think by like July, August, I think we'll be under 6.
Wow.
Now, I don't think we'll see under 5 next year. I personally think the new norm for interest rates, once we get through all this and maybe we're at the end of 2024, might be 5.5%.
Right. I mean, that would be the new norm low.
Yes. Yes.
And that is an amazing rate.
Yeah. Historically, you know, if you get to 5.5% or even 5.75 and on a 30-year fixed, that's really good.
Right.
Throw out those COVID rates. We're not going to see those again.
We're not going to see those again.
Unless there's another COVID.
And why did those go so low?
I mean, COVID was a big factor, right? There was, the economy was really
bad. The uncertainty, not knowing what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they wanted to spur, the Fed was buying tons of mortgage-backed securities, mortgages. So they're investing in mortgages, which made rates go really low. So they were doing quantitative easing. Now they're doing quantitative tightening, they're selling. They're selling. So when they're selling, rates go up.
Right.
When they're buying into the market, rates go down. And we're seeing quantitative tightening right now. And that's another factor. They should stop the quantitative tightening pretty soon. And when they stop that, rates will go down.
Even further.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you're thinking 5s-ish. So let's go over the difference between interest rates at, call it 7.5 and 5.5. That's like, I mean, on a $800,000 purchase with 20% down, you got $160,000 down. That's a big difference in mortgage payment.
Yeah, that's a big difference. Over $1,000 a month lower if you're talking 2% drop on the rate.
Right, right. Yeah. And that will allow a lot more buyers to re-enter the marketplace. Yeah. That basically got taken out when rates went up.
Right. There's a ton of buyers sitting on the side. I've done a ton of pre-approvals and then rates went up and they got cold feet. So they're waiting.
What do you think it'll take for them to jump back in rate wise?
I mean, if rates drop 0.5%, a lot of people will come back into the market. So if we get to say 6.5 in the first quarter of 2024, inventory will hopefully be a little stronger than it is right now. Because a lot of people will list their homes in March, April. I think we'll be very busy, and I think there'll be a lot of people going up against multiple offers again.
Yeah, I think so, because we're not that far off of it now.
No.
Here in the Puget Sound area, we've got a supply, we're at maybe 2 months in the heaviest of markets, but we've still got a lot of markets that only have like a month of supply.
Well, 2 months is really low, right?
2 months is really low.
Yeah.
And you and I were talking about, you'll see these national articles come out and they will talk about, well, across the nation, we've got a supply of XYZ. The supply is expanding. We're getting more supply. Mm-hmm. I'm not seeing that in any of the markets that I'm following.
Yeah. Yeah. There's the Seattle market to me, and that's where I do most of my business, has the lowest inventory of all the markets I do business in.
Yeah.
Which I do in
LA. And what do you think is driving
Phoenix,
that?
I do Montana.
Yeah.
You know, Idaho. I just feel like this area, the economy compared to other economies, is so strong because of the tech business.
Yeah.
You know, you got Amazon, you got Microsoft, you got Google, you got Facebook,
and
you got Boeing. So it, yeah. And a lot of people that have moved here for jobs, and then you can't work remotely anymore like you could during COVID, a lot of these jobs.
Right.
So you got to be here.
Yeah. I know Amazon's gone to 3 days in office, mm-hmm. and they're telling people, hey, on your review date, if you're not in the office, we might let you go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of getting back to that 3 days. And I've got a buddy over there at in the main Microsoft or in the main Amazon, and we're always joking, when does it go to 4 days a week?
Yeah.
You know that's coming.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. You know that's coming.
Yeah.
So you've got a situation where we go back to those dynamics of you want to be close to the office because commuting is just such a nightmare.
Yeah, you don't want to be driving to Seattle if you're living in Redmond.
No. And that got turned upside down during the pandemic because we're all going to work remotely forever.
Yeah, I'm going to live an hour from downtown Seattle because I get a lot more house for my money.
Yeah. I'm going to move to another state.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people are getting reeled back and we're going to need you back in the office.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's wild. End of 2024, what do you think interest rates would be a year from now? Yeah.
You know, the optimistic side of me says 5.5%.
Okay.
So if things go really well, in that range.
Yeah.
If they don't go so well, we're just kind of like, it's not as great as we thought it would be as far as the inflation numbers and the job numbers and what the Fed decides they're going to do with the quantitative easing versus quantitative tightening.
Kind of where we
end. We could be at 6%.
Okay.
I mean, but the optimistic side is 5.5.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Okay. 5.5, which is a big drop from where we're at now.
Yeah. That's over 1.5%
from
where we're at today. I mean, if that happens, and even if we're something with a 5 in front of it, 5.875,
different market. Be
very busy for realtors,
for
mortgage lenders, and if you're purchasing houses.
So let's walk that through. Okay. So on the buyer side, it's going to drive more buyers into the marketplace.
Thousands. Millions, really, depending on what area you're talking about.
Yeah. You're looking nationwide.
Yeah.
That stepped out because housing prices have still continued to go up, just at a slower rate.
Yeah.
And so now you've got more buyers. And we keep hearing that sellers don't want to put their property on the market, because then they got to go buy in a 7.whatever% interest rate environment.
Yeah.
And they're not wanting to do that.
Yeah. If they're not having to move or they're not retiring.
Those are the people
They're not maybe wanting to sell. Like if you live in Washington State and you work for Microsoft or wherever you work and you don't have to move and you're sitting at 2.75 and
you're not going to
have a mortgage for $600,000, 2.75 versus another mortgage for $600,000 or $800,000. And you're at 7%. It's not happening. Not happening too often. Every once in a while, somebody's got to have a house. They got the money. They got the double income, and
they can make it go.
But it's not that frequent.
Right. But even with that being said, with all these buyers pulling back from the marketplace, prices have still gone up.
Yeah.
Just very, very slowly.
Yeah.
But they haven't tanked and cratered.
No.
One of the exceptions was the upper end market in like San Francisco. I was following that.
Mm-hmm.
Got some properties that have come down in price a lot, but that's because they spiked up so hard.
Yeah, because they were at $4 million and now they're at 3.5 or whatever.
Yeah. And they're taking longer to sell.
Yeah.
Plus, you've got the whole work from home thing has impacted a lot of areas.
Mm-hmm.
That have San Francisco and New York City are, pretty good examples of all right, we told you guys all that you could work from home, and a bunch of you guys still are. And so you've got some different dynamics going
on.
Now
you can't. Yeah.
Now you can't. And so you're starting to have that come back to the office type scenario. All right. So we've got buyers are going to come back. Sellers, you're going to have some more sellers.
Yep.
But in my prediction, whatever demand you're creating by interest rates going down, that's going to suck up whatever inventory you got coming on.
Yeah. Because there will be a lot more buyers that come in, and then there'll be less homes for sale.
So yeah.
Now there will be hopefully more inventory then than there is today, because the seller might say, okay, I think I can get an extra 5% for my house now in the spring of 2024 than I could in the fall of 2023.
And they've got a lower interest rate to look to.
And they're moving from
on the buy.
It's a lot easier to move from 3% to 5.75 or 6% of this, from 3% to 7.25.
Not quite so painful.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes a lot of sense.
And they've got that equity, right? There's a lot of people that are sitting on a lot of equity right now.
Right.
In their houses.
There's a lot of boomers that are sitting on a lot
of equity. If you bought something pre-COVID, before COVID, and say 2000, like I bought my house in Whitefish in 2018, it's over doubled in price.
That's insane.
Almost tripled. Yeah. So it's crazy.
It's crazy.
I'm sitting on a pretty low rate though.
So you're not going to sell?
Yeah.
I'm
not planning on it.
And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing with boomers, they've got these big homes that they raise their families in,
mm-hmm.
and they either have no mortgage or a super low interest rate mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it's one of them or two of them in, call it a 3,000 square foot home,
mm-hmm.
they don't want to go anywhere. And so they're not turning those over.
Yeah.
Because where would they go? Things have gotten so expensive. Yeah.
Even if they downsized 1,000 square feet from 3,000 to 2,000.
Yeah.
It's still.
And it's such a big move for them. So, so where does that leave us? Well, when they all start dying off.
Yeah.
That's literally when you can expect to see some more supply coming on.
Right.
Because I don't see supply. We can't build our way out of it.
No.
We just can't build a home.
It
doesn't happen fast enough.
Right.
So let's talk about predictions on housing prices.
Right.
What do you think is going to happen there?
I mean, you're the appraiser and real estate guru. You would probably know more of that than me, but I think in the Seattle market, we're still going to see, depending on the neighborhood, right? Some neighborhoods are hotter than others, but 5-6% increase in 2024. In housing prices?
Yeah, I see a real run.
You see a real run, like maybe 7-8?
No, probably more than that.
Yeah, maybe more than that because of inventory issues.
Because inventory, you've only got such little inventory.
I mean, you could be right because 2022 was nuts, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we were seeing $1.2 million houses sell for 1.6.
Yeah.
Like multiple offers.
Yeah. And I don't think we see that. But
I hope not. That's not good for anybody.
No, that's a Russian roulette type environment.
Yeah.
Like, let's buy this and see how this works out. Yeah. Insane. Yeah. No, I think we could be double digits price appreciation in a heartbeat.
Okay.
Because there's no supply. And all of a sudden people are like, you know what? This might be my opportunity to get this pretty low rate.
So 12 to 15% maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we will.
It could happen, that's for sure. There's a lot of things that happened in the past that I didn't think would be as aggressive as they, had happened.
Because it's a numbers game.
Yeah,
there's so few properties on the market. You get a little bit of people coming into the marketplace. Where does that? Where do prices go?
I've done a few loans lately where these are young millennials, and some of them are pretty smart. They're like, I know what's going to happen in 6 months. I'm going to be competing against, and I don't have to tell them. Like a lot of people, I have to tell, hey. If you buy now versus 6 months from now, it's going to be different. The payment's going to be higher now, but you can refinance your mortgage rate within the next 12 months, hopefully. I always tell people maybe 18 months, okay? We don't know the future, but would you rather have the house price that's $100,000 less at a higher rate and refinance in a year? Or would you rather buy in 6 to 8 months and have a lower rate and $100,000 higher on the house price?
Right. Yeah. So if you're
just round numbers, maybe 50 grand, but right. We don't know.
Yeah. You got to take your pick. Okay. We're going to have appreciation. So that $1 million home is going to go to 1.1.
Yeah.
You waited and you didn't buy it because you thought rates would drop. Did they drop enough to get you, some kind of price benefit on your mortgage payment versus the amount you're paying.
Right.
You know, million versus a million one.
Yeah.
So how do you recommend to people on that?
I mean, if they can afford the payment now, that's the number one thing.
Right.
Can you afford the payment now?
Yeah.
You know, obviously on a underwriting standpoint, if somebody's putting say 20% down and doing a conventional loan, you know, we can go to 50% on their debt to income ratio. I don't recommend that because then you might be eating mac and cheese, but you're not going to Hawaii
right.
for vacation.
Right.
But if you can keep that at say 35% and you know, that's going to go down because in a year you're going to refinance.
Yeah. And you and I were talking before the podcast, marry the house, not the rate.
Marry the house, not the rate.
Because you're going to be able to refinance that out. So for those folks who don't really understand what a refinance is, maybe walk through that super quick.
Simple process, a little easier than buying the home because you already own it. You still have to qualify for the new mortgage, but if your rate's at 7%, you're going to 6%, and your income hasn't changed, it's going to be easy to qualify. And sometimes, you know, most of the time we need an appraisal, as you know, you're an appraiser. But sometimes we don't even need an appraisal, depending on.
They get waived.
Yeah, sometimes you get an appraisal waiver. And we just do set it up with escrow to do the closing. We get you approved, draw the docs, send the docs to escrow. You sign, refinances. If there's no appraisal, 15 days.
Quick. It's a quick process.
Yeah, if we need an appraisal, maybe 3 weeks.
Right. How much would you expect to pay, like points wise, to get a refinance?
Refinance.
It's not free.
Yeah. Say it's a, you know, $500,000 loan. Your closing cost on no points are going to be around, with an appraisal, $3,500, maybe $4,000.
Okay.
If no appraisal in the Seattle market, you know, okay. $800 less.
And if you are talking, say, we're going back to that, going from 7.25% down to 5.25%, you got that $1,000 savings a month.
Yeah.
It doesn't take a genius to figure out, all right, first 6 months of this refinance.
Yeah.
I'm going to pay and then I'm home free.
Yeah. It takes you 3 to 4 months in mortgages to pay that cost.
Yeah.
In the savings. It's a no brainer.
I told the Barry that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to watch out for a refinance boom, man. We got one coming.
Yeah.
Because I think we will.
Yeah.
Whether it's a big one or a small one.
It may not be a COVID refinance boom of 2020.
Yeah. You know that'll happen.
We're so busy, we have no free time.
No free time.
It's going to be, there will be one. And I think that by the end of 2024.
Does that start in the spring of 2024?
I think that's a little early. I think that's a little early. I think that probably by summer and in the fall.
Okay.
Of 2024.
So you think Q3, Q4 for sure.
Yeah.
Some kind of refinance.
Yeah. Boom. Yeah. Where, you know, title and escrow companies aren't so bored because they're bored right now.
Yeah. They're bored.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
So real estate agents not doing a ton of business because there's not a ton out there.
Right.
Either on the list side or the buy side.
Right.
Lenders, pretty slow.
Yeah.
Everybody's whacked a huge portion of their overhead just to make
right.
a go of it.
Right.
Title, escrow, all in the same boat.
Yeah.
Just they're bare bones right now.
Absolutely.
And so when we have this refinance boom come through, you had all these people, now you don't.
Yeah.
Now you're going to make that volume go with a much smaller. It's just.
Yeah. I mean, those people will be like, you know, our Fairway Independent Mortgage and like most mortgage lenders probably had to cut their office staff in the last 18 months by a significant amount.
Yeah.
But if you have a real smooth system, even though you cut it and business picks up by 30% or 40%, we can still maintain that with our current office staff. If it gets past that, then they have to hire some more people.
Yeah.
To
those people they just fired.
The people that just got fired or laid off. Hey, if they were really good workers, we love
you.
We hate to let you go, but just keep this on the radar. If you want to come back in a year, there's a good chance we may be able to hire you back.
Yeah.
So
we've got so many appraisers leaving the industry.
Oh yeah.
Because without any refinances going on, and there have been basically none.
I did two refinances this year.
Dose.
In 2023.
All of 2023.
Yeah.
What would, and when things are hot, how many would you do in a month?
2020, 2021?
Sure.
10, 12.
Yeah.
In a month.
Right.
Yeah. I mean.
And you did two in all of
2023. Right.
Whole.
Right. Less than I thought.
You're averaging one every two quarters.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why we've got the volume we've got. I mean, this is just, that's just an indicator of business is slow.
Yeah.
We've got appraisers that are leaving the industry because there is zero business for them. Like, right. There's appraisers out there that have done literally a handful throughout the entire year. Mm-hmm. The business just isn't there.
Yeah.
So they will leave. Now there's even fewer appraisers. How many mortgage guys will drop out, do you think?
I've read some stats this year that maybe 40-50% of the loan originators that are maybe not seasoned veterans, that are, like, I've been doing this over 20 years.
Right.
If they started within the last 5 years, like 40-50% of them are quit or already are going to quit.
They're doing something else.
Yeah, they're doing something else. There's been quite a few that I know personally
that
have had to go do something else.
Yeah. But it's expected. And there's appraisers out there. There's real estate brokers out there.
Right.
But then when this thing cranks up again, and it will, because it always does. And then everybody's like, do you remember when we were really slow?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Yeah, I remember that whole 18-month period.
Yeah, 18 months it's been.
It's been, yeah. I count it from like July of 2022.
Yes, totally. Absolutely. You nailed it. I was super busy the first 6 months of 2022. Did a lot of business. The last 6 months, my business was down like 50%.
It just,
Everybody's was, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the entire system, I think, is looking at a situation where you just don't have the manpower. And then those people go off, get other jobs. They ain't coming back.
Right. Some won't be able to because they're in their other jobs. They like it. They're making money. Or whatever that is.
Or they just took the good run that we had and they ran it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this isn't their career, whatever.
Yeah.
But I think you're going to have some real topsy-turvy times come in. So let's finish up. What do you think about inflation? Where are we going to sit with inflation? What do we need inflation to be at to make all of this?
The Fed's target is 2%.
Yep.
Right now, it's supposedly sitting at about 2.5% on their target, where it's at. So we need to drop another 0.5% year over year
in inflation. Yeah.
And so these next few reports that come out, this month and the next 3 or 4 months are going to be really critical for interest rates. So, and you have several different inflation reports coming out. So, the Fed's favorite one is PCE. But the one that, the
which
one,
is,
personal, consumption expenditures.
Okay.
And so how much are you, as a consumer, how much are you spending on things that, you don't have to spend money on, you got to buy gas.
Right.
You basics. Move your car. You got to pay for electricity. You got to have food.
Yeah.
Are they going to retail stores and buying non-essentials or are they not? And then the consumer.
Yeah, big knot, right?
Yeah, now. Yeah, big knot. Yeah. Consumer price index is another one. Those reports are very big movers for interest rates and inflation. So we'll see. I'm hopeful that, they'll continue to keep going down.
So where do we sit with inflation right now? We're at?
The target is, like I said, 2%. They're right about 2.5%. And that's inflation overall. That's not these different indexes, because these different indexes have different numbers.
Like the
consumer price index went from year over year 3.7 last month to 3.2.
Right. Half point drop.
Yeah. So that's a significant drop. So if we keep getting some drops in inflation, because we were at, where were we at a year ago on inflation? 8%?
Yeah. 8, 9.
Yeah. It was terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Highest inflation in.
Yeah. Over 40 years.
They told us inflation was going to be transitory, Dan.
Yeah.
How did that work out? Is 2 years transitory?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Did the Inflation Reduction Act really reduce inflation?
Yeah, I know.
No, you just dump more money into the economy.
Yeah.
And that's why we sit where we do.
Right.
And we're kind of waiting for that all to rumble through the system.
Oh, yeah.
And see where it goes.
Yeah, it's been a rough couple of years for inflation.
It's been brutal.
Yeah.
I would think inflation's going to get down to that 3% mark.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think we get to 2.
Yeah. It's going to be difficult.
Especially where it's been.
Yeah.
And how much it's dropped down to.
Yeah. I mean, for us to get down there, we have to have a significant recession, in my opinion.
And do you think we'll have a recession? Let's end with that.
One of the key indicators of a recession is the jobs numbers, once they peak, the amount of jobs created nationally once they peak it, which I believe they peaked in April of this year, 2023. Don't ask me the exact percentage, but it was a little over 4%, I believe. And once they decline for six straight months, those numbers, which we have, we're going into a recession. That's historical data that happens. So is it going to be a long-lived recession? I don't think. I think it's going to be a short recession, 6 to 9 months, maybe. 6 to 9 months, maybe a year.
Yeah.
And that just means, what does that mean? A lot less consumer spending and lower inflation.
Yeah.
And lower,
kind of like what we're feeling.
Lower interest rates.
Right now.
Yeah.
I think we're on the front end of that.
I think we're on the front end of it.
Right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it won't be that
It'll be
long.
Interesting to see the Christmas spending that from Black Friday to Christmas to see how much that is reduced from the last couple of years.
How much is put on credit cards?
Exactly, because people are maxing out their credit cards right now.
I think that's what's going on. Mm-hmm. People are like, hey, I've been living large.
It is.
I got to keep the ball going. Because mm-hmm. all my nieces and nephews, they need the most extravagant Christmas presents of all time.
And the average interest rate on a credit card is like 21%.
Yeah. Yeah, not good.
Not good.
Yeah. All right, Dan, thanks so much for being here. We will, it'll be interesting to see how some of these predictions work out.
I know. I look forward to seeing in 6 months to
hear where we're at. See if this ages well.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're making predictions that the marketplace in large is kind of saying, wow, this is about where we think we're going to be.
Yeah.
So none of these are shocking.
Right.
But it's a matter of, all right, for us real estate folks, when's this bad boy going to turn around?
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's sooner than later.
Yeah, I'm hopeful.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks again for being here, Dan.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Yeah, you bet.
Appreciate it.
Yep.